Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening. It is Tele Tuesday. How's everybody doing out there tonight? We have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're talking about emotions from our reproductive organs. You know, that all comes from the women, and we would like to celebrate International Women's Day today. And also give our prayers out to the women of Ukraine, to everybody in Ukraine. Send those prayers, you know, for the women, for the babies, the food, the fears. You know, women are persons that fight. They set up, clear up discrimination, equality, make many accomplishments, and they pass the torch down to the next generations. You know, when a sleeping woman awakes, mountains move. Women's hearts are like the sun. When it shines, everything blossoms. You know, and we are told as babies to never give up into negativity, never give up on your dreams, never retreat. Proceed as the mighty, fierce mind, shining like the bright sun. It is the women that are out there. It is the women that makes everything move. And when Miss Haynes come on this evening, she's going to be telling us about the emotions that we carry in our productive organs. And everything is down there. Since everything starts with the woman, everything starts with the woman, will understand. So before Miss Haynes comes on with us, you know, Stephanie Haynes is the author of The Healing of the Wound, and she has a new book that will be out, The Healing of a Man's Heart. She's a dynamic lady, and as we're celebrating International Women's Day, we're going to put her right there, too, because, you see, she's walking history, walking around with us each and every day, right here, doing it now, taking strides from the ladies that were before, the Rosa Parks, the Biddy Masons. I mean, we can go on and on with that subject all week, but it is Women's Month. Let's listen to this. Before we bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on, it is Tell It Tuesday.
Wake up,
why don't you say it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't lay your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Life is a song worth singing. And where does life start from? From our productive organs. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. I hope you have plenty of pencils and pens and several pieces of paper, because you know you're getting ready to get some good information. We're going to be talking about those emotions, how to take care of them, the healing, the meditation part of it. Stephanie Haynes, good evening. Are you with us this evening on Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, good morning, Miss Linda. Oh, good morning. Good evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, I know what kind of day you've had. Sometimes we get a bit confused, but it's I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Stephanie, thank you. I'm putting that out there first for coming on and caring and sharing with us with your busy schedule. It's going to be exciting this evening. I'm just going to be quiet over here and say welcome in. I got 10 pencils over here and a whole journal. I'm just waiting, so I'm just going to sit back and say welcome and thank you.
Yes. Well, good evening, listeners. I hope everyone is doing well this evening. And I guess morning in some other states. It all depends on where you live it.
That's right.
So, yeah, so we're going to get started here. So we're going to actually talk about the female reproductive system. And we're going to start, you know, from the puberty. And we're going to go from there. All right. So, you know, so the female undergo both the physical and the emotional changes during puberty. Right? So the breasts begin to develop, the hips broaden, more body hairs develop, the pubic hairs under the arms and the legs hair started developing. The female experienced a wide range of emotions. Now, the reproductive system develops inside the body. Now, as we know, there's no two females will have exactly the same experiences during puberty. Female has two ovaries. These are the female reproductive glands. A typical ovary is oval in shape and measure about 5 centimeters by 2.5 centimeters. Now, when puberty begins, the ovaries start releasing mature ova, singular in ovum, which means the eggs. An ovum is the female reproductive cell. Now, a female is born with all of her ova. Each month, one or more ova measures are matured and is released. Now, in order for the reproduction to occur, a singular sperm must fertilize a mature ovum. Now, the female has two fallopian tubes. Now, at the end of each fallopian tube are finger-like projections which help catch the ova from the ovary. Now, the fallopian tubes transport the ovum from the ovaries to the uterus. Now, the uterus, which is called our womb, is a small pear-shaped organ located between the ovaries. Now, once a month, the lining of the uterus thickens with new cells and blood vessels is preparation for a fertilized ovum to attach itself. Now, if this does not occur, a female will menstruate, which is having a period, and the lining of the uterus is shed. If the shedding of the lining of the uterus is called the menstruation cycle. Now, the menstruation cycle is regulated in part by two important female hormones. This is the estrogen and the progesterone. Now, the lower part of the uterus is the cervix. Now, this is a narrow pathway that leads from the uterus to the vagina. Excuse me. Now, during childbirth, the cervix widens to allow the baby to pass from the uterus into the vagina. Now, the wall of the vagina also expands to allow the baby to pass through the vagina to be born. Now, the external genitals of the female include the labia, which is the minor and the major, the clitoris, and the hymen. Now, the labia are called the soft folds of the skin surrounding the clitoris, which is the opening of the vagina, and the opening of the urethra. Now, the clitoris is a small, sensitive bump that becomes erect when stimulated. Now, the hymen is a thin membrane stretch across the opening of the vagina. Now, together, these organs are called the vulva. Now, we have the breast, are also part of the reproductive system. Both male and female have breast tissues. The male may temporarily experience a slight swelling or tenderness of the breast tissue in early adolescence. Now, in females, the breast responds to different hormones, such as estrogen and progesterone. Now, they can vary in size and tenderness just prior to menstruation. All right, so now that's the female reproductive system. But I'm going to go in and talk about the kidney, the liver, the heart, the lungs, which affect those systems, the spleen, because what's happening, you know, as we mature, children, young adults, and adults, we go through a lot of emotions. Emotions and those traumas affect our reproductive system, whether you're male or female, right? So tonight I'm going to focus on the females. Right, and some male go through the same emotional, you know, trauma that we as female go through as well. Okay, so let's talk about the kidneys. Kidneys, sometimes depression comes with a panic attack, which is fear. Now, in this case, we would suspect that the kidneys will look for urinary changes, usually an increase in frequency, low back pain, and weakness. Tendinitis, ringing in the ear, poor appetite, and diarrhea. Now, this is when the kidney is under pressure. Now, emotions are not the only factor that contributed to this ease. Another thing to consider is lifestyle. It is difficult to always avoid getting cold, having an umbrella, for when it might rain, getting enough sleep, and eating properly. We live in a fast-paced world full of stresses on both our minds and our bodies. We always seem to be rushing, and there never seems to be enough time. And although sometimes we can't help getting sick or feeling a little under the weather. Now, it's important to remember that the causes of an imbalance may be occurring from events in your life. There is no needle for a bad relationship, for job, or frustrating coworkers. A practitioner can help you to deal with the stress in your life that may be causing the imbalance, but we can't remove the stress. Only you can do that. Sometimes we feel that we are unable to change the circumstances that are causing stress in our lives. But a practitioner can help you to deal with that stress by advising on how to eat healthy, eating with the season and the incorporations of the five flavors: sour, salty, spicy, bitter, and sweet, and how to incorporate exercise and meditation is very important. What caused the imbalance in the kidney? When the emotion is out of balance, you experience the fearful, the non-willpower, the insecure, aloof, isolated. Now, the function responsible for reproduction, the growth, and the development, and the maturation connected with the lungs and water metabolism and respiration. Now, responsible for the bones, the teeth, the hearing, and the head of your hair. Now, symptoms of the organ imbalance: frequent urination, urinary incontinence, vertigo, night sweat, dry mouth, poor short-term memory, low back pain, or weak knees, ringing in the ear, hair loss, hair that turns gray prematurely, hair loss, and osteoporosis, and low libido. Wow, the kidney does a lot. So, the liver, or what the liver does. You know, the liver is the major organ in the body, right? So, that if same thing, we're talking about depression now, right? And the trauma that caused this disease in these organs. Depression is actually anger turned inward on itself, which is common with many women. The liver is out of balance. Symptoms could include PMS symptoms, cramping during the period, vomiting, and nausea. Now, this is what happens when the liver is at disease. So the emotion is anger. The emotion out of balance is explosive anger, resentment, frustration, irritability, bitterness, moodiness. Now, the function is stored in the blood, responsible for the smooth flow of the blood in the quad throughout the body. Now, it regulates the secretion of the bowel, connected with the tendons, the nails, and the eyes. Now, the symptoms of the organs imbalance, chest distension, red face, bitter taste in the mouth, dizziness, ringing in the ear, jaundice, menstruation problems, cramps, irregular or heavy periods, headache, tendinitis, nausea, vomiting, signs, breast tenderness, swelling or itching of the genitals, blurred vision, bloaters, dry skin and hair. Now that's the liver to the lungs. What's happening with the lungs? Now the lungs holds sadness. Now the emotion out of balance, the excessive sadness, grief, or detachment, uncontrolling crying. Functions is respiration, control sweat and body fluids, which create the energy from the air and redistribute it throughout the body. Now it works with the kidney to regulate the water metabolism. It's an important part of the immune system and helps protect the body from viruses and bacteria, provides moisture to the skin. Now, symptoms of the organ imbalance, shortness of breath, fatigue, catching cold easily, fever with chills, sore throat, runny nose, headache, asthma, chest oppression, pale complexion, and dry skin. Now, any questions that's for Ms. Linda?
You said if I had questions over here? No, yes, no, I'm over here jotting down, but I just like the last example that you gave us regarding the lungs and what happens and what creates that malfunction, you know, the out of balance of it, you know, the uncontrolled, the cough, the colds, the fever, the chills, the asthma, you know, which is when you say the immune system, if it's built up, you have a better chance of fighting that, but that's like within. But the sadness, if you're depressed about something or something has happened to you or you're holding on to stuff, that can affect those lungs. Is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I highlighted that. Of course, you know, knowing about the liver, you know, and dealing with that anger. So I'm just writing here because everything that we go through, each emotion that we feel affects something within our body. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's
it's
right.
Always good to keep them balanced. If you know that if you got a little ache picking around over there around that kidney, a little poke or something, that's letting you know, okay, snap to it, you know, get to it. You check out your bones, your teeth. I'm writing here because, and it's true, because stress, when you mention the word stress, we on stress will kill you. And when you say that, you know, people look at you very strange, but stress controls all of that. So it's always good to try to be as less stressed as you possibly can. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'm fine over here. You know, I got this. This.
You got the what now? Okay. So now we're going to talk about the spleen. All right. So the spleen can or worry characterize the depression. We would suspect the spleen and look for symptoms such as decreased appetite, diarrhea, fatigue, heavy bleeding with the period, and bruising easily. Let me read that again. And then we talk about the spleen. If it's obsessive thinking or worrying characterized by depression, we would suspect that the spleen and look for symptoms such as decreased appetite, diarrhea, fatigue, heavy bleeding with the period, and bruising easily. Now, the emotion that carries with the spleen, it's overthinking. Now, when this emotion is out of balance, you're dwelling or focusing too much on a particular topic, assessing mental work. And now the function of the spleen is for the food digestion and nourishing absorption. The first step in the formation of the blood in the quad holds blood in the vessel. That it connects to the muscles, mouth, and the lips involved in thinking, studying, and memory. Now, symptoms of the organs imbalance, you're tired, you have loss of appetite, the muscle, the mucus discharge, you got poor digestion, abnormal distension, loose stools or diarrhea, weak muscles, pale lips, you bruise easily, and you have excessive menstrual blood flow or other bleeding disorder. Now that's the spleen. Now we're going to talk about the heart. Now what happens with the heart? Okay. So the heart represents the joy in our life. And when this emotion is out of balance, it lacks the enthusiasm, vitality, mental restlessness, depression, insomnia, despair, confusion, anxiety, fidgeting, easily startled. Now, the function of the heart, it regulates the heart and the blood vessels. It's responsible for even and regulates the pulse. It's influenced the vitality and the spirit. It's connected to the tongue, the complexion, and the arteries. Now, the symptoms of the organs imbalance, insomnia, heart palpitation, irregular heartbeat, excessive dreaming, poor memory and concentration, dizziness, spontaneous sweating. Now, when we have a combination of the heart and the kidney, patient is experiencing extreme mood swings between the joy and fear, which is depression. It indicates an imbalance between the heart, which is joy, and the kidney is fear. We would see symptoms such as insomnia, dreams, disturbing sleep, heart palpitation, and dizziness. Now, when we have the liver and the lungs involved, is violent mood swings between anger and grief. An imbalance between the liver and the lungs is present. with those symptoms. Okay, I think I got all the organs. I got the heart, the spleen, the kidney, and the lungs. Yeah. Now, when we go through trauma, and when it's physical trauma, all of these organs emotionally. Because when you talk about the anger, then the liver is involved. And then when you talk about getting worried, the spleen is involved. And then when you get into depression and panic attack, then the kidneys involved. So all of these organs are interchangeable when it comes to fear, trauma, depression, panic attacks. And then it goes down to the female organs, because when the liver and the lungs get involved, you know, you start having those violent mood swings, right? And if you notice, when some women during their menstrual time for their period, if they get very stressed, either they bleed a lot, heavy, or they don't have a period at all, because it stopped the regulation of the period. And then I won't talk about, you know, the fibroids that cause from the trauma, because that's a whole nother topic. But that's when that starts to develop as well. When women, you know, started having miscarriage, you know, starting to hold on to bad relationships. You know, when we talk about, you know, the second chakra, when we talk about our relationships and how they affect, you know, the women, female organs as well. So we're going to go and look at how to heal the body, right? And this is from, you know, Louise Hayes. And let's see what she says about the heart, you know, the lungs, and ways to heal those. Okay. And I'm going to go start with the abdominal cramps. You know, and the problem that caused the abdominal cramps in a female, and a new way to think about that is, I trust the process of life. I am safe. You know, and then we're going to go and talk about amenorrhea. Now, that's just a female problem when they have menstrual problems, right?
Okay.
It's not, okay, and what causes that is not wanting to be a woman, dislike of the sex, right? So the new thought of that is, I enjoy in who I am. I am a beautiful expression of life, flowing perfectly at all times. You know, there's some women hate when their period comes. They do not embrace it. You know, that's the time to allow the body to cleanse itself. So now we're going to go in to talk about okay, I'm trying to think. That's all about the period. All right. Let's go into the fibroids. I'm going to say about the fibroids. Okay. All right. So, what do we have here? Okay, I'm going to say fibroid tumors and cysts. And what causes that is nursing a hurt from a partner, a blow to the feminine ego. So a new way to think about that is I release the pattern in me that attracts this experience. I create only good in my life. You know, there's a study that says that there's a lot of African-American women that has a lot of problems with fibroids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this stuff can go back generations and generations, right? It's how, you know, how our mothers carried us.
Okay.
Right? And the things that they had to experience. Generations and generations of holding on stuff. And, you know, if women doesn't understand that whatever we hold on to, and if we don't heal that stuff when we get pregnant, we just layered it on to our unborn fetus. Called generational curse. That we just pass that on to the next.
So I'm trying to hold on. So that's why, you know, when you're with child, it's best to stay as relaxed and joyful as you possibly can. Because what
yes.
you feel and what's within you moves to that child. You know,
yes.
it passes on. Now, so yeah, okay. And I was thinking about that. You know, at an early age, if I can interfere on that subject. Yeah, I remember when I was a young girl, when I was a small baby, I was going to say what I had to say, even if I got bopped in the mouth. I was going to say it. Okay. And they take me to the doctor. They say, oh, give her some medication. And they didn't want to give me medication. But it was explained to me that, and that went from that generation thing. It was explained that, you know, if anyone angers you or if anyone, you know, say what you have to say. Don't hold it in. Do not hold it in because you have your mother's gene. Okay, because my mother was quiet like that, okay, and she held a lot of stuff, but she went through some traumatic experiences also. So I was told at an early age, if someone upsets you, you throw a chair, don't hold it in, don't do any of that, because what he was telling me by being a gene coming from her, you know, whatever she had went through, you know, and whatever she was carrying, I have it too. So they was breaking me of it at an early age, and I've been opening my mouth and speaking about it ever since, okay? I haven't thrown any chairs in a long, long time, but I sure did follow his directions, okay? Like, oh, wait a minute. But I understand what you're saying. So when a woman is with child, she shouldn't be upset. She shouldn't. That's a real, real special time because they're already feeling not so attractive, and that I think when a woman is with child, that's she's very beautiful, you know, just blossoming and that beauty and the skin. But when on the other end, they don't think so. They think they're ugly, they're fat, you know. But the women that have the happy pregnancies that have all of that attention, and what that baby comes out happy too. It comes out. You can see it in the child as a newborn. The eyes are like stars, and they're smiling all the time, and you know, so that makes a lot of sense. You know, holding on to stuff, let it go, because you're passing it on to that unbound, and you're carrying that life, you know, in your body with all of these organs functioning according to what you're going through. I understand it. I can see why the emotions in our reproductive organs can really have a bearing on what comes out, I should say. So I guess you can say that's why I got 52 personalities. Okay, they told me at an early age, say it, say it, say it. Do not hold it. Just get it out. Yeah, say it, say it. So I had to learn those different personalities in order to, you know, curtail whatever I needed to curtail, and that was my thing. But it makes a lot of sense. It definitely makes a lot of sense to me. So, yep, emotions in the reproductive organ. Okay, I just wanted to share that little story. I'm trying to put all this together here.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about the heart. Now, the heart represents the center of love and security, right?
Yes.
So early on, I talked about the physiology and the causes of the kidney, the liver, the heart, and the lungs, and the spleen. So now I'm talking about now is the way, you know, the problem that caused it and new ways to let it go, to
okay.
think about a new pattern, right? So for the heart, it represents the center of love and security. And a new thought pattern would be, my heart beats to the rhythm of love. You're not thinking about anything else. Nothing negative, and I know sometimes it's hard to do, especially when it's, you know, all around you. But if you focus on the goodness in the individual opposed to the negative in the individual, your life will be pleasant, joyous, happy, less stress. Yes, it's easy said than done. Because there's an individual that gets into your life that gets on your last nerve. But if you look at those individuals with new eyes and look at them with compassion and love and understanding, then it's easy for you to embrace them without the judgment. And that's something, including myself, we all have to learn to do. That is work, right? So that's the heart. Now we're going to go into the kidney. Now, kidney, when you have kidney problems, it's criticism. You're holding on criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, reacting like a little kid. Now, a new way to look at that is that divine right action is always taking place in my life. So whatever is happening at this moment in my life is supposed to happen. Remember, it's how we respond to whatever is happening in our life. Only good comes from each experience. It is safe to grow up. I know in our practice in Buddhism, when someone is going through hard times or having obstacles, we say congratulations. And we say congratulations because it's an opportunity for that individual to grow. So for those who have problems, criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, reacting like a little kid. I want you to, this is the new thought. Divine right action is always taking place in my life. Only good comes from each experience. It is safe to grow up. So that's the kidney. Now we're going to move on to the liver. Oh, we'll go to the kidney stones. Now, kidney stones are lumps of undissolved anger. And a new thought for that, I dissolve all my past problems with ease. Now, the liver is seat of anger and primitive emotions. And primitive meaning early childhood anger that you have not letting go of. Now, the new thoughts for that, I love, enjoy, or what I know. Now, when you have liver problems, chronic complaining, justifying, fault finding, to deceive yourself, or feeling bad. Now, new thoughts for that, I choose the open space in my heart. I look for love and find it everywhere. Now we're going to go into the lungs. Now the lungs is the ability to take in light. I take in light in perfect balance. Now, for those who have menstrual problems, it's the rejection of one's femininity, the guilt, the fear, the belief that the genitals are sinful or dirty. Now, the new thought pattern is, I accept my full power as a woman and accept all of my body lead process as normal and natural. I love and approve of myself. Now, for those who have miscarriages or abortions, which is spontaneous abortion, meaning that you couldn't hold your child, the cause of that is the fear of the future, not now, later. Inappropriate timing. That it's not time for you to bring a child into this world. Now, a new thought pattern, that divine right action is always taking place in my life. I love and approve of myself all this world. Now, for those women that have these spontaneous abortions, and they hold that anger, that disappointment into their womb, their uterus, right? And that's what forms the fibroids. Okay, those bad relationships, being raped, or been sexually abused, you hold all that anger, that guilt, that shame in that space that caused the fibroids to grow. And then for the women that are in menopause and they have problems during their menopause, It's the fear of no longer being wanted, the fear of aging, self-rejection, not feeling good enough. Now, the new thought process for that is I am balanced and peaceful in all changes of cycles. And I bless my body with love. That meaning your body as it is. Right. Because that's one thing, you know, as women, that's one thing we have to do is age. And but we can age gracefully if mm-hmm. we take care of our body. And by taking care of our bodies is meaning that processing our emotions in a healthy way where it doesn't cause dis-ease in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Eating the right foods, exercising, getting enough rest, you know, keeping company with people allow you to be who you are, allow you to thrive. You know, keeping your environment where it's peaceful for you to be able to be at peace. And I know during this pandemic it's kind of been hard for all of us as individuals, even myself. You know, being in places where it has not been conducive to your well-being. But we always have an opportunity to take control, starting today at this very moment, to making the changes, the shifts that we need to make sure that our reproductive organs and our lung, liver, kidneys, and heart is protected as well. Because when the kidney, lung, heart, and liver is out of balance, then that creates disharmony within our reproductive organs as well.
Whoa. I can see the connection with all of that. And then, you know, like the lady, the book, Louise Hay, because she always has those positive things, positive affirmations, that's a good book to go through. But yeah, gauge yourself. You know, when you have a cramp or a stomach or a blockage, we call it blockages, you know, and things are holding you back. That's a reason for that. So you have to go through and do that self-assessment. But I don't really, you know, I'm pretty, I try to keep as peaceful as I possibly can. Because you know some of those 52 personalities they don't ever sleep, so I don't like to rouse those I don't like to rouse them up. Okay, so we've been and it's a lot happening. You know, things the change. Sometimes you ask yourself if you're missing out on something because you don't want to be around too many people at this time. You know, and you have to stop and say, well, am I shooting myself in the foot because I didn't attend that or I didn't do that? But then you stop and think about it. Well, if you're shooting yourself in the foot, at least you're the one that's doing it, okay? Nobody else. So you release that. And especially when... Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, we had a technical thing here. I was saying I'm going to take it on and, until we can finish time. But I was talking about the rejection, the guilt, and the fear. And when you were speaking on that and what causes different miscarriages, everything affects the organs, everything. And when you were speaking on that, I was thinking of the eight winds, prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, pleasure. Those eight winds. And we have to recognize them and keep a balance of them and don't be blown around with it. And then you won't have problems in that area. But it's hard to do. It's hard to do. So the kidneys, the criticism, the disappointment, and the shame, that falls in that category of those that eight winds, you know, being blown around with them. It takes a little work. And you mentioned, you know, with the event, the pandemic, and what we've gone through, sometimes we're in environments that you're really not stuck there, but you are stuck there for a minute. But once we realize that it's just a minute and you're stuck there and there's things that be done about it, that gives you some hope to keep on pushing forward. As I say, forward march, okay? Forward march. But this has been very exciting. This education this evening, because every organ in our body has a purpose. And that's why people are ill and getting fibroids removed, and I get kidney stones. Now, kidney stones you can pass. Is that correct? You can pass those stones. I mean, but the fibroids, yes, they have kidneys. To go in there and take care of that, right?
Well, yes, and you can shrink them. You can shrink them as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
you know, okay. Fibroids, they live off of red meat, alcohol, protein, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the blood. So when a woman is on that cycle, it's also feed from the blood from the cycle. And once a woman goes through full menopause, then they don't have to worry about surgery because it will shrink on their own because they don't have nothing, no blood supply to feed it, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. And you say
yeah.
Red meat and wine creates that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's not to. I have to bring some human here. With as high as this red meat is, these ladies don't have to worry because you're gonna all be eating tofu and be vegans, okay? I was laughing. I says, "Oh well, we're out here and we're going through what we're going through." And you think about it, but then you also think about what they're going through. You know, 2 million people out of their homes. You know that. Chills you out real quick because you at least you're here with yours at this time, right? But you think about that and you see that, so that you come out for your problems. But that gas pump, I said, well, you know, gas is high, so you can have a glass of wine, and for people who smoke, stay at home and have a cigarette and just stay at home and relax. You know, you're still quarantined. And then I thought about it, and I say, shoot, everything's going up. The smokers, the cigarette prices are high. You can't even stay at home and smoke a cigarette, okay? Because it's crazy. And I laugh about it, and you of course you're going to think about it because, you know, it's what's happening now. But what chills me out is, hey, this is nothing compared to being in the snow and bombed out of your home and having to worry about where you're going to change your baby's diaper and everything is cold. You know, it takes you out of you. But then again, when you look at that, you can't get caught up into that because that saddens you too. And that will affect your emotions. That's emotional. And you have to get a handle on it. So I think that, you know, everybody out here need to go get Louise Hay's book and start reading those pages, okay, and start talking to themselves because it's a bit taxing. That's all I can say. And we have methods of meditating and chilling, you know, our lives out, but everybody don't have that, you know. They don't have it. So if we get a little bit imbalanced and wobbly every now and then, can you imagine? I can't even imagine. And it just,
you know,
you just...
Uh-huh. You know, I just wanted to say, I just want to say, you know, as I was healing, you know, from my throat, my stroke.
Okay.
This particular book, Healing Your Body A to Z by Louise Hayes.
Okay.
Really helped me in my healing, along
okay.
with chanting and holding the kill.
Right.
You know, those two has really allowed me to be what I am today.
Wow. Okay.
And without, you know, the chanting and studying Louise Hayes, you know, how to heal the body, and also a book by President Cater talking about being human.
Okay.
You know, it really, you know, and it talks about, you know, and being human, it talks about having that the medicine to heal the body itself. You know, the body has over 132 medicines within itself to, you know, to heal itself, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't look at it that the body has that self-contained, you know, we have everything we need. Because if you notice, if we get a cut, the cut heals itself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and it shows you that when you do get that cut, that you can see how the body, you know, the layers of the healing that it takes, you know, get that scab, and that scab comes to protect it. It protects it from getting infected,
mm-hmm.
for infection to set in. And then after it heals up, what happens? That scab falls off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when we talk about, now for those who are diabetic, now she talks about people that are diabetic, and when you have diabetes, and I'm just going to read, and I think diabetes is about being, it's about being in control of others.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a diabetic. Let me make sure I get that right. Okay, yeah. So, diabetes is longing for what might have been, a great need to control, deep sorrow, no sweetness left.
Mm.
Lonely, I'm going to read this again. Lonely for what might have been, a great need to control, deep sorrow, no sweetness left.
Mm.
Now, the new thought for that is this moment is filled with joy. I now choose to experience the sweetness of today.
Mm.
Now, for anybody that's out there, you know, dealing with diabetes.
Well, you know, when you say being a diabetic, that's also hereditary. But when we're talking about the emotions and the womb and carrying the emotions in the womb,
mm-hmm.
that's how it gets passed down. Because
right.
A lot of people have generational diabetes, so that's how
right.
I'm getting you here.
Right, so it's all, you know, diabetes, kidney problems, high blood pressure. When it's these, all that is hereditary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so in high blood pressure, going to high blood pressure, see what that says, what she says about high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's hereditary too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So now, okay. No blood problems. So I got to go to blood problems. Yeah. So when we start talking about how things affect the womb and how the parents are carrying the child in the womb and what their experiences, like I said, it all go through the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be mindful of what we say, what we do, what we eat. And blood pressure is the lack of joy, lack of circulation of ideas. Mm-hmm. Now, you just think about back in those day and times when, especially us as African-American people, right?
Right.
We didn't really have a voice.
Right.
So that means that everything that we had to do was either in cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the women back in those days and times, they sang in cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and them during those times, as they was bearing children, for those women who didn't have that strong sense of self,
okay,
during that time, during slavery time, right?
Yes.
So things were cut off for them, that joy and that happiness. So all that sadness and everything thus set in their organs that create that dis-ease in the body, which caused the high blood pressure. Because during those times, too, a lot of ladies died at childbirth.
Yes.
Giving birth to children during that time. Because of their pressures being high.
Yes.
So it's a lot. And then the new thoughts for that is joyous new ideas are circulating freely within me. Mm. So when you think about back in those times, women didn't have a voice. Women couldn't think about anything but being in the house.
Yes.
They didn't have an opportunity to think outside of who they really wanted to become.
Right.
Other than being a mother, being a sex slave, cooking, cleaning, and washing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we as women, we have evolved a lot, but we still have a long way to go.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because of those things that are passed down, those emotions that are passed down, that are affecting our organs. And if we don't put it in check and get information about it, we carry that on through life. So that's why we here appreciate you so, because, you know, of the information that you bring and the information that you share, because, you know, we might think, this is that or this is that, but everything is affected and it moves from inside out, okay? It's inside out.
Yeah.
Everything is in out. It's not out in. So we always want to put the responsibility or put the blame on the out, and you have topics, and we talk about that. I'm trying to remember which one that's in. It might be in the forgiveness in several ways, but you have to turn it and put it back in. And once you clean up that inside problem, you will clear up your illnesses and your ailments and continue to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm my happiest when I'm thinking creative, when I'm thinking of something.
Yes.
So far-fetched that, you know, most people would say it's impossible. I'm my happiest because I'm pulling it out, you know, and you're seeing, ooh, there's a possibility there. Oh, yes, I can. You're not just stagnated and listening to opinion. Well, you know, I don't really listen to many opinions. I mean, I listen, but, you know, I don't let them affect me once I've set that determination there. But that's my growth and my strength. That was hereditary too. So we get everything when we're being in that, I call it in the womb. And that's why I enjoy you coming on, Stephanie, because the healing of the womb is very, very important just for life within itself, the healing of the womb. And you don't stop and think about it, but it has its functions. It is the beginning of everything, and it can be the cause of everything, too. That's what I'm picking up here. Am I on the right track?
You're on the right track.
Okay. Okay, that's where I'm looking. So I have you close us out. I know we're on all these women. There's so many women that we are celebrating Women's Month. This is a Women's Day, but every day is Women's Day. And as I stated, you know, it's like I always have this saying. I think I said it last night. Life is sometimes filled with hardship, but rainy and cloudy days, too, are followed by sunshine. That's when you appreciate the dauntless spirit of flower of the field. And the flowers of the field are women. We're blossoming. We're sunflowers. And no matter what, we are capable. Like you say, back in those days, you couldn't say anything. But they had their minds clicking, and they had their codes going. That's why we had them, Sojourner Truth and them Harriet Tubmans. They might have been in there washing and cooking, but they was really thinking, right? And I'm so glad that they were, because that passed that lineage on down. And we, as women, must continue to show the importance of speaking out, speaking up, keeping that mind moving, let that creativity flow so that we can pass it on through the generations, because as Martin Luther King said, when you stop speaking, it all ends. So you should always speak up on what matters. So this topic is right on it, but all of them are. You know, I have my favorites, and then when I hear another one, I get that become my favorite. They're all my favorites because of the way that you deliver it, and you share it with us, and you make us have writer's cramps when you finish, because I got about 6 or 7 pages over here, and I hope everyone else does too. I have all my own section for you. So where are we going next week?
Yeah, so I would like to take a poll on, see, what is the listeners, what they really want to, you know, hear. You know, because what I can go into, you know, and what I've been really, you know, working on is, you know, healing the trauma that, you know, we hold as people. And
okay.
And I don't know if you heard of Dr. Bessel van der Kolk. You know, he had written a book, The Body Keeps the Score.
The body keeps
and he's
the score.
The score.
Okay.
And he talks about the brain, the mind, and the body, and the healing of trauma.
Mm.
And you know, and it talks about how the body, you know, doesn't really forget, because you know they keep the score. You know, it's like a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
I would like that, because the body does keep the score. It is the storage chest of everything, and we are all traumatized in one way or the other. Those who think you haven't experienced trauma, you better think again, because you have. Maybe you haven't owned up to it. But you get traumatized every day. Okay, you just have to be able to recognize it and know how fast to run. But we're all traumatized from something, you know, and especially at this time, you know, with our young girls, you know, they're lost out there. You know, it's just, I think we should go with that. And would that be the topic, the body keeps the store, or would it just be healing trauma and we'll take it from those episodes? Is that how you like me to post it? Okay, healing trauma.
Just healing trauma.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because trauma comes in many, many forms. What I'd like to know more about, and I'm going to put it out, and I know you'll bring it out, you can be traumatized and don't know it. That's the trick of it. That's tricky. So yep. How you break down and how you take us through steps and meditation and affirmations mm-hmm. and things of that nature, that should be real exciting because we all are experiencing some form of trauma, but some of us, you know, have different ways of coping and we're a little bit stronger. So when you have strength in certain areas or you've been traumatized so long that you're null and void to it, you don't recognize it because even though you have gone through traumatic experiences, you keep moving forward, but you still have trauma, and it's not going anywhere until you actually heal it, get rid of it.
Yeah, you become normalized.
Huh?
You become normalized.
Yes, yes, yes. Because anytime, and you know, you can get in a situation, and what do? We flash right back to, ooh, that happened before. You know where I'm going? And mm-hmm. sometimes you can ignore it and say, I'm not going to worry about that. Or sometimes you might pull back, and you might not go to that next level because of that traumatic experience that you've had before. So, please. I think that's going to be great, and I know you're going to bring it to us, Stephanie. And I'm going to say, is there anything you want to close out this week? We're going to be carrying this Women's History for the whole month of March and dealing as we always do. But is there something you want to leave us with thought for to tell us all of this stuff you told us on Tuesday? Tell us one more thing, and then we're going to say goodnight to the listeners and have them go study their notes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, you know, happy Women's Month. And the most important thing is that find someone, speaking of the women, find someone that you can mentor, that you can bring through these troubled times that we are living to uplift and to support. Yeah, and I am so looking for, I am doing a virtual event starting this Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm looking for young ladies ages 18 to 24.
18 to 24, okay.
Right. And the topic, I mean, the program is Saving Ourselves Sisters.
Saving what?
And Saving Ourselves Sisters.
Saving Our...
And I will send you the self sisters. So
okay.
I will be sending you, I'll send you the information on that. And there's four topics that we'll be talking about. And the first one will be on ethics and gentrifying. We'll be talking about your self-esteem, right? And then the second one was going to be on HIV, STIs. Section
okay.
three going to be on communication styles, you know, being aggressive, non-assertive, and assertive. And
okay.
then the fourth one's going to be on behavior management and mapping your life.
Okay.
So, and coping skills.
Oh, good.
So, yes, how to cope with negative situations, right? Because sometimes if we have not been taught those tools, we continue to do the same old thing and looking for something different.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the opportunity for our young girls to get some tools to put in their toolbox to be able to deal with certain situations and relationships.
Yes.
You know, relationship with themselves and then relationship with others. You know, so, so I am looking. Then once they finish the fourth section, then we'll get a fifth for participating.
Okay. Cool. Yeah,
yes.
Send me that.
So I will send you out that information because I know you work with a lot of young people.
Yes. Yes, and that's
yes.
going to start this coming Saturday. Well, yes, send it to me as quickly as you can because I want to pass it on to someone that could pass it on to their youth, okay?
perfect.
Yeah, with their dynamic youth, there's a youth, yeah. There's a whole section, and the youth are dynamite already, but they would fall in that age. That's their age frame that they work in. And you're talking about cooking skills. I'm going to be 24 because I need to be on there. Okay, you know me. I keep an orchid on the stove, okay? You know, orchids don't really care for heat. I can cook if I choose to, but the problem is, do I choose to?
I thought you said
cooking skills. Coping skills,
no,
too? Yeah. we always need to get a touch up on that coping. Okay, because sometimes, you know, it gets a bit unbalanced. But I must say, mentoring is very, very important. I have fabulous mentors, and I have different mentors for different things in my life. I have several mentors, and thank goodness for them. So you're right, you know, we must find someone to mentor out there. But I like to go with the youngsters, but I see a lot of past 20-folds, 30-folds, and 40-folds that need some mentoring. Oh, do you understand where I'm going with that?
Yeah, so that's my grown and sexy event I do every third Friday.
Yes, okay. So we'll do the grown. Send me that, but give me that information about the event for the 18 and 34. Give it to me as quickly as possible. And on that note, Stephanie, we're going to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you for caring and sharing with us. But get that to me as quickly as you can, and I'll do my best to move it out there on the serious side, because it is definitely much needed, okay?
All right. Love you too, Ms. Linda, and take care.
You know what, Stephanie? I want you to rest. And how can I put it? What is the word? Rest, dress. And as you always tell the young girls and everybody you talk to, rest and dress and be your best of whatever you're going to do out there. And on that note, we're going to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Have a great one. Stephanie Haynes, everybody. The Healing of the Womb.
Collaborate.
Oh, they want to
give, showing others how to live.